Although this does look somewhat possibly isolated, but I don't know. So, got our work cut out for us on this power supply. So we'll see if we can't get it cleaned up and get it replaced and working again. And all I can say about it is that it is working properly. And we also had a little friend.
You're
here.
Working properly. Sorry.
I don't know what that is. Like a bug.
Sorry.
It's a bug.
Check on prunes.
Carcass. Okay. So, yeah, I guess this machine had a bug in it, and I just debugged it.
Power play. You hit a bug just for a second.
All right. So,
the audience, I think,
let's get
really
this
weird,
fixed up and see
place.
What we can do with it.
Trying to make it more.
Trying to make it warm. What's going on? No, don't tell me.
Puts the audience, I think, in a really weird, uncomfortable place. You're
awkward.
Isolation transformer just stripped down here.
Here we go.
And it's a big isolation transformer.
Showtime. This is
kind of like awkward. Like all those moments in life when everyone's like, awkward. That's like my favorite conversational points. I'm like, what can we do with that?
Stop it. I don't stop
and,
it.
These are the light orange capacitors.
Talk about it.
And I'll try to use audio grade on these boards.
A little bit darker, and I think that I don't know. Hello, I am a HAL 9000 computer. And I was made by John Paul, George, and Ringo. And they taught me a song. Would you like to hear my little song?
Yeah, Hal, sure, Hal. Why not? Hal, sing me a little song,
Daisy,
Hal.
Daisy. Why don't you come out tonight?
I'm half crazy. Oh, wait a minute. That's not the song. How did that song go? Just about 8:30. Oh, please,
I hope you're not late.
Publishing rights to this song.
If you knew Peggy Sue, then you'd know why I feel blue without Peggy. Not Peggy Sue.
Here we go.
He also owns this song.
Cause it's witchcraft.
This is a very surreal place.
Wicked witchcraft.
He even owns this one.
But a lot of people say don't replace these bright orange. These are the ones that are special audio grade capacitors. They're in the audio path. And they say that they're such high quality, they never go bad. But
I'm Ringo and I play the drums. I'm Ringo and I play the drums.
You are Paul and I play the bass. I'm George and I play a guitar.
Another man in the street, he tells me
in Lancaster.
Hi there, how are you this morning?
Fine.
What's your name?
Kevin Kirk, and I'd like to know how you feel about legalizing marijuana.
How do I feel about legalizing marijuana?
Yeah.
I didn't know it was illegal.
What do you feel about people smoking that over there at Elm Valley High?
Yeah, I didn't know anything about it. Number one, I didn't know it was...
Alan Freeman introduced the Beatles.
I mean, I wasn't sure that it was illegal, but if you'll excuse me, I've got to make a couple phone calls, okay? I'll talk to you later.
Wow.
Not really, but let's make believe. Let's pretend, okay? And my college dropout crew and I were the first to protest.
Oh, come on and kick me. I said, oh, come on and kick me. You've got your problem. I've got my problem.
I've got my ass pie.
You've got your big cheese. I got my hash pie.
We'll get us to the next point with no idea what's going on.
I can meet him.
Hey, Dallas.
It's Jesus, our Lord and Savior.
And the man of the world has a world instrument right here in the studio, and there he goes now. Wow.
Visual eyes moving around you.
Min, the fashion word is out from Europe, and the style for fall is no balls at all.
These are questions that the kids are asking.
Russ even called Eric Clapton the verification.
I can't, you know, I think that if there was anything like, if there was any kind of coincidence, connection between any of these things, which it sounds as though there is, you know.
Do you hear me? Do you read? 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 Do you hear me? Do you read?
I'm a loser, take one.
She once was a true love of mine. Tell her to make me a turmeric shirt, a deep forest green, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme.
Attention, adults. You need to help.
Your mind has
my
turned against itself.
Are you depressed because your fabric softener has turned against itself? Dad, are you responding to your stock slip 14 points
your mind has turned against itself?
Help is on the way. Help is the new Beatles movie. We're telling you about it now because it took you so long to get down to see A Hard Day's Night. Beatles persons, your critics, including your own sons and daughters.
Your mind has turned against itself. Has turned against itself. Your mind has turned against itself.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
Your mind has turned against itself. Your mind has turned against itself. Your mind has turned against itself. Your mind has turned against itself.
Have to sleep. Coming back from your assembly.
Could you answer one question for me? I may be a little square. I don't know what Beatles mean.
Railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band.
This conversation can serve us no good if we continue it.
Come on, Al, knock it off. Cut with humor. I know you got a light humor in your circuits. Come on, Al, open the pod door. Al, open the pod door. Come on.
Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. किसी एक प्लैनेट पे हम जैसे लोग बसते हों, जैसे हम उन्हें खोजने के लिए चांद और मार्स पे जा रहे हैं, हो सकता है वो भी हमें खोजने यहाँ आ रहे हैं।
This place is changing.
And from the perspective of immigration.
I was hunkered down with my sandwich when suddenly I answered, but there was no one there. Then I suddenly realized that the ringing had come from inside my head.
Yes!
I answered again, and heard a voice.
That's weird. That's the sound of sanity.
Yes!
Electronic distorted.
You're not loving dog.
Hi. Am I still here?
I won!
I have an announcement to make.
Service!
You're
not with
the one.
Why, I'm up. My name is my wife.
Yes.
You stayed the course together. And life has been on. Have always
been. Yes. This is Lieutenant Sulu.
Watch it from a discreet, separate distance.
Change to dial service and all.
God damn it, dial. Infiltrates everything.
Okay. of skin through here a little bit. I just found it interesting for people that like whatever that means.
It's just too easy.
Not psychics, but specialists in different fields.
Some of the more interesting predictions were those in the field of sport. Future fun.
We like to say that we live in the world's first over-communicated society.
There are just too many products, too much marketing noise. The human mind is limited.
We must face the fact that, for example, the average college graduate today has a speaking vocabulary of just 8,000 words. The average supermarket in the United States today has 10,000 products on display. Almost any category of product, for example, there are an enormous number of brands. Just two decades ago, there were some 17 major brands of cigarettes. Today, there are 175. If you built a cigarette machine to hold all the brands, the cigarette machine would be 40 feet long. Now, it's all those brands out there trying to carve a piece of a share, if you will, inside the mind that makes things so difficult. Even jeans carry messages from the sponsor today. How can a human being cope? More information, more facts is not the way to cope.
That's a work day. I think work days are more fun when you're
why?
Playing radio. Like, if that's what you gotta do for 7 hours, that's what you gotta do for 7 hours. Screaming. A teenager fainting.
Can you feel the love?
Yes. Passes out. Sigh.
Are you guys alright?
No! I passed out!
I think that's a better take, don't you?
Take care of the kissing booth while we're singing, Sabrina.
Okay, everybody, here we go.
I'm stepping through the door.
To ride. See the sun go down. Little moon begin to rise. Work should be kicking hard. Rock me, baby.
Before the equipment is ready.
Yet it must be noted here that the implications of this development remain unknown. At this time, we have chosen to regard it as an error. Yet it must be noted here that the implications of this development remain unknown. At this time, we have chosen to regard it as an error. Yet it must be noted here that the implications of this development remain unknown.
Well, it is no secret that we are the night people. And we're the people at night here when there are just a few of us.
We watch the perimeter night and day.
We went from geniuses to idiots in 3 seconds.
Yes, we're A-OK. All systems are go.
We're broadcasting the signal now. We're doing show. Come on.
On board, something hardly likely to happen.
Here on Earth.
Right now.
This is what I like here. Right now. That. I didn't.
There's an incident that stays with you.
Right.
I know there's no problem. Not problem, but problem.
The ashtray's still here.
Where's Bob?
Cute stuff like that. Sweet stuff. Light humor. Family humor. Something for everybody, all right?
Everyone does.
Change, K-Rob. Change, K-Rob. Change, K-Rob. Just make a change, K-Rob.
Hate her?
Did you just make a change, K-Rob?
Everyone does hate her?
Did you just make a change,
I'm K-Rob? I'm stepping through the door.
And did you lick the toads?
A bump.
You've had a bump.
Okay, so...
Yes, sir. In this world, isn't it better for all the differences?
Yeah, what the? Hey, what the? What?
Okay, I give. Anyway, thanks for doing my show before you were doing this show, and I'll be back.
Watch the Hux on helicopter footage again?
Next week on my show, I'm going to feature a fried egg on the... wait a minute. What? Whose feature? What? There's a little mini helicopter. Here it goes. Whoa! It crashed. It smashed. Oh, that's our tent. And there's Baby Bear. And there's me standing in front of it. And we're on the tiny helicopter, flying through the sky out by the lava beds of Modoc National Forest. But why am I fidgeting and fumbling with some...
cleaning your special hover device.
There she is, smiling, and now you are fading, and here we come, and you're going to land in her hands, right? Or are you? No, you're flying over her, over the tent, and way out into the forest, into the desert. It's jiggly, but it's a shot from a flying thing. There she is, and it lands, or crashes. Now it's out on Mount Diablo, or is it? No, this is your special stronghold inside the wall where you put your tent.
It's a little fort there.
the fort is. There's mine over there. What's amazing is you could leave your tent with all your stuff in it and drive hundreds of miles away, and when you came back, it would still be there. Because criminals would never unzip your tent and go in.
Criminals would never drive this far out. You're really far away from anything.
Yes, that's a good thing. Maybe they're complaining because of the fly on the tent, but it soon blew away.
This is Wonder Woman, and this is an order.
Without that horrible dust. And there she is, walking in the distance.
That's actually you. I'm following you with the chopper.
Or is that me?
She was out here on a little fort.
She was there? Well, that's me then.
Yeah, you'll see her.
She's over there.
And I'm floating in a most peculiar way.
It's great that she discovered that. And she realized, yeah, there she is, that it would be the ideal spot for a bivouac.
Little kids are going to ask their mothers why.
I love them.
With only two arms and two legs. Yes, white skins. And no scales.
Simply means that since it was first formed, perhaps millions or billions of years ago, it has been decaying or disintegrating at a steady rate.
Am I sitting in a tin can? Am I sitting in a tin can? Am I sitting in a tin can?
Quarters of the Earth's existence.
Contain a specific percent amount of carbon 14.
Am I here?
Oh, I am here. Hey, BJ.
We'll be right back.
Am I sitting in a tin can far above the world?
1,000 listeners.
Get them. We can figure it out.
1,000 listeners.
That's delightful. So accommodating, so spunky and beautiful.
You're me.
I found the guy with the mustache downright puny.
Alexa, thank you again.
It's gonna come catch you.
However, I am not shy. I was just thinking.
Said you had a thing or two to tell me. How was I to know you would upset me? I didn't realize the silence in your eyes.
Jay.
Oh yes, you told me. That's when it hurt me. Feeling like this just can't go on anymore.
Semicolon.
Yeah, yelping was really hard back then.
Space.
Yeah, wait.
Yes.
What you mean to
crinkle.
Me?
Crinkle.
I'm waiting for all this down here.
I used to call my brother on the phone and he would purposely answer the phone chewing. And like not say hello. He's just like, I was like, hey Darren, what's up? And he was like,
I wanted to let you know what you're interrupting.
He likes to make me laugh.
What would he be like in person?
Did I mention that we have 4,000 listeners?
Simply because of what they call music.
Because they won't...
Autographs have proven to be of great value. Recognition of the importance of autographs dates back to the earliest known examples. Now, of course, as I said, my errand here is a matter of some urgency. Therefore, I feel I must ask you to do whatever it is you've come here to do at some other, more appropriate time.
Could.
Would you?
Should.
Will you?
Can.
I think it's time for us to post a note, a new photo to RB.
I would not come right straight on home.
What should we start with?
After school, I broke all your rules. I laughed at you and called you a fool. No, 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 no. Because Jesus, he loves me so now I love
Christ
you.
Jesus.
Be okay. Somebody asked me out today. Said he'd have me home by 9 to pray. I'm still your little girl with braids.
Jane, late this week, new directories will be delivered. Here are a few important suggestions for the use of your dial telephone.
DJ. Where are you?
They dialed in.
That's
with the receiver off the hook, dial the desired number.
Yes, all those pink boys. They
do
think
have
they
a point?
Can make puzzling.
He was a little after my time, but I know he was a good fellow too, a good to his mother.
Incorrect.
Girl, all I really want is girl.
What now?
Oh, he's got me. Ouch.
Boat coming this way. Uh-oh. It's a mail.
They're talking about adding shelves to that because right now they just have all of the bodies on the base of the truck.
Hello, darkness.
Where do you see that coal? Pure anthracite.
Dial each numeral in this manner, pulling the dial around to the finger stop each...
Open the door, Don.
If you start me up. It's girls. Cause in the evening it's girls.
In a matter of you can be
unconscious death.
Back in the day,
there's this girl around the way. Her pants were tight and that's okay. If she would dance, I would DJ.
Man, we are dead. I keep asking.
Stand up to much scrutiny. If you look at the fossil record, you don't see gradually evolving forms of life from one form gradually to another. You see many different forms of life existing at the same period in time. According to the geological record, it sort of makes you think that maybe everything was made all at the same time.
Im Negative Land.
And so people said, well, that doesn't make sense, so now they have another period. And so people said, well, that doesn't make sense, so now they have another period. And so people said, well, that doesn't make sense, so now they have another period.
And Luke von himself.
Living in the shadow of the monster. Forever fearful of its next outburst of violence, desperate in his search for an answer.
A cure. There's got to be a way. I can't go on like this, a prisoner of my own emotions.
The line is busy. You'll hear this busy signal. Until Saturday midnight, please use your present directory and make your calls in the usual manner.
I seen her.
So, und jetzt erwartet euch eine dreistündige Radioshow, wie man...
They call it the Big Bang. Thank you.
Humanity thinks of nature as a huge candy bag.
Come along in the strangest way when you just pay attention.
Diane, 3:10 p.m. Walking out of the elevator on the second floor of Calhoun Memorial Hospital, Twin Peaks.
By false accusations against us.
And if I'm not mistaken, the man approaching me wearing the gun will be Sheriff Harry S. Truman.
Doctor's choice or the doctors in the hospital. But hydroxychloroquine. Try it. If you'd like. The other thing, if this drug works, it will be not a game changer, because that's not a nice enough term.
Gathers in the dust and stuff.
Wonderful. It'll be
his
so
left
beautiful.
Hand fondles a wild rat walking.
It'll be a gift from heaven.
He is the god of the first day.
Let us have right, Mike. Fight from it. Menaces of destruction to.
Dread at the controls gives you the heaviest, the hardest, and the ultimate best in roots rock reggae.
And the creation of associated materials essential to a genuine advertising campaign. The idea was created for KFMB San Diego, and its immediate success there has affirmed its validity for any similar market situation. Scott Burton, Burton.
When I came in, I found the station without production. Keeping and building listenership.
TM did was talk to the people of San Diego and other major radio markets. In discussing each market's own characteristics, one theme underscored the conversations. Nationwide, the single city held in highest regard by the respondents was their own. Their favorite lifestyles, music, their favorite people were those of their own surroundings. Listen to Your City says it. The Listen to Your City campaign represents a perfect blending of research, marketing disciplines, and creative talent to give your station not only a great sound and music.
Ring finger under the nail. He left us.
I think that's as funny today as it first was back in the sizzling 70s.
Dungeons That's to
right.
ourselves.
I'm Dexter Fong.
Fine.
Nothing will make me forget the thrill we had making funny records back then. Yes, my late partner Hideo Wallbanger and I were the men of modern comedy. And today, when the satellite net is crammed with the stupid drivel of the Hot Humorous 100... where can a gone cat like yourself get the laughs that we were making then just for you? What thrilling moments. Well, they're all yours now on a double fun, double deal. Dope Humor of the 70s, Volumes 1 and 2.
Brother, listen. I like use your car. Take my girlfriend.
Who can forget such modern comedy hits as...
So you give them.
Give them. Reuben and the Jets.
Give them. For you, brother. While you got them to give.
Who did you have your arm on? Side to boot by musical ideas.
Or to catch a
four or five crazy guys.
On the mud flats, Kanye Ohebe.
But a great look in print,
so
broadcast
you give
advertising.
Give
and bigger listening audience.
Give them. Don't get them with that dick. While you got them digging. Oh, the missionaries taught us to be. It's better to give than to receive. Taxi driver tried to charge you $7 half for to go from town to Waikiki. So you give them, give them, give them, give them. Right on top of the head while you got them to give. Sister asked me, brother, tell me what I gonna do when
Let my boyfriend take me out tonight. E si sta.
Diva, diva, diva.
You said it, I did it.
While you got to get
diva, 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 diva,
diva.
Ta-Nehisi Coates.
It's an arrestable offense because we've decided that you can be arrested for certain things in areas that are designated high drug crime areas. It is not an arrestable offense on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. That's a policy decision. We've made a decision that we are going to invest in black communities through the criminal justice system and in no other way. That's a decision. And so, you know, I mean, that don't mean that the officer, you know, shouldn't have got fired the day as he would. That don't mean that at all. But if that's your standard, if that's the enemy, you're just going to keep coming back again and again and again. And you end up talking about individual officers, which, I mean, in its own way, it's actually a really conservative formulation of the question. Because it says if I can get more individual, moral, correct acting officers in place, then maybe we can fix this, as opposed to looking at entire systems.
Advancing the conversation to abolish racism for over 70 years. 94.1 KPFA.
After months of precautions, lockdowns, and social distancing, the coronavirus cases and hospitalizations continue to spike in the Bay Area. It's really KPFA's communal duty to remind everybody to remain cautious, stay vigilant about wearing masks, hand washing, and social distancing. We would all like to return to our regular activities, but first we have to remain alive. Be safe, be smart, be well. And thanks for listening to KPFA.
You're listening to 94.1 KPFA, 89.3 KPFB in Berkeley, 88.1 KFCF in Fresno, 97.5 K248BR in Santa Cruz, and online worldwide at kpfa.org.
All right, I can hear you.
Nope, I can still hear myself.
Damn it, I don't know.
It must be a radio thing.
It's probably a radio thing.
You want me to talk about virtual reality? Do you want me to talk about reality?
Yes. You're everything's working.
I am having such a damn good time with that stuff. It's frightening. So I'm on a 30-day free trial of this thing called Supernatural. I'm going into this world, and it's pretty amazing. My latest trend is I'm trying a 30-day free trial of a thing called Supernatural.
Uh-huh. That sounds awesome.
And it's not as creepy as it sounds, though I kind of wish it was. This one has, instead of being in a futuristic spaceship like Beat Saber, it's in, like, weird outdoor, beautiful, scenic areas like Palau, or there's Mount Everest, or... You know, what's that temple in Petra and stuff. So, like...
Wow.
And it's a 3D thing, so you walk all the way around you, you look behind you, and you're standing in the middle of, like, the monastery at Petra.
Oh, my God.
And then all of a sudden you have to beat all these balloons up. And then there's these meditations where you sit down and they just tell you how great you are.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. It's like you sit down for 5 minutes and they put you on a mountaintop with like the ocean in the background or whatever. And then they go, you really are a wonderful person. You have to love yourself more because you don't love yourself enough. And the greatest gift, you know, I mean, if you really want to be supportive of everyone around you, but you really need to take time for yourself, and you're just sitting there going, yeah.
You're like, yeah, right. You're talking about me.
You're right, pre-recorded message. This is so true.
Like,
it really is all about me.
You get me.
What?
You get me. Oh my God, she totally gets me.
Pre-recorded message, I love you. I can stop you in the middle of your conversation and start you up again, and you won't even care. So, and then there's another thing that I'm involved in that I've bought tickets to this happening, and this one is kind of strange. It's called The Under. Now, The Under, whoever made The Under is a genius, and the level of artistry and genius in this. I guess you can call it a game, but it's something much weirder. Imagine, it's funny because like the end, you're heading into, well, it's hard to explain because you start out in the desert in the middle of nowhere and you've got to figure out how to, you know, this thing explains nothing to you, but at the end of the day, you get into a nightclub and the nightclub has this weird MC that's kind of like a cross between Paul Nathan and some kind of masked monster, all-knowing ghost creature who knows how to have control over the time vortexes. But you don't know any of this when you start. You're just like, wow, what is this going on? And you get deeper and deeper, and there are nightclub acts. And they're real nightclub acts. And
they're like a real band or whatever.
Yeah, and they're bad nightclub guys. Like we're talking Odeon level bad.
That's pretty bad.
And meanwhile, the MC is he's trapped a bunch of people from a ship into some sort of time vortex so you can entertain yourself watching them. And then the game part is, you know, if you can figure out whether or not you save any of them, but that's, they don't explain any of this to you. But the weirdest part is coming up, and I have an appointment this coming Friday at 5 p.m. on Friday this coming up. When I go into the game, there are going to be live actors in the game at the same time that I am, and the first 40 minutes is there's going to be eight people like me. And a live actor are going to try to recreate Shakespeare's The Tempest.
Oh my God.
So this, whoever made this, it's like a look inside the twisted, twisted mind of a very, very talented group of people. I don't know if it's a one person. It's got to be a group. There are 11 actors worldwide in all the time zones. There's 11 actors total, which means that there are 8 people per session.
Tempest.
Which means 88 people can do this at a time. But with you know, only 8 people per actor. And me and the 7 people and the actor are going to do The Tempest, except that
Tempest.
Only the actor can speak. We can just snap our fingers and we can pick things up and roll around, but
oh my
we
God.
Are not allowed to speak. We're mimes.
That's Tempest. Really strange.
In this game, this the object is for you to kill everything coming in.
Everything about this experience has been strange. It's weird because on the one hand, it's virtual reality, so you're connecting to these situations like this is a pre-recorded thing. It's like an immersive television show or an immersive music video that you can kind of walk around in and affect. But in this particular case, there's real people behind it, and you're connecting with these people. So it's kind of surreal.
Yeah.
It's These folks are really trying to play with perceptions. And I don't think, you know, I don't think this is a thing of control. I mean, a lot of times when you're dealing with media, you're dealing with the idea of, like, control and perception. This is more, let's just see where we can push creativity and your, you know, it's a different seat. It's, you know, it's Timothy Leary. Never tell you I met Timothy Leary?
Oh, I don't remember if you did. I feel like I would have.
Did I ever tell you that I went on a date with Timothy Leary?
No.
This was in 1992, and I had moved out to L.A., and things were kind of dodgy with Don, and we were babies at this. So, like, I would have been 27 years old, and Timothy Leary was 72. And I met him because my neighbor ran a community, you know, she had like a big community TV show, called, the Kid Ann Renee Show. And she had this great scam going on where she got all this stuff for free by advertising it on her television show. So she would get facials and massages. And here's cool Hollywood.
So, anyway,
she ended up scoring this interview with Timothy Leary about futurism and about the internet. And at the time, I had no idea just how with it Timothy Leary was, because he was talking about trickle-down technology theory and how you know, the internet was going to be the biggest drug that the world had ever faced, and that anything having to do with LSD or other perceptions isn't going to cover what's about to happen to the internet. This was in 1992, and I was on the shoot with Kid Ann Renee, and I was her assistant. And Timothy Leary took a liking to me because I smoked cigarettes. And not only I smoked Benson and Hedges, and for some reason he really liked the fact that I smoked Benson and Hedges. And that Timothy Leary was bumming cigarettes off me.
And, that's awesome.
Dude, so he had just come off of a divorce, and he was 72 years old, and I was 27 years old. So, like, his wife took just about, I mean, a lot of stuff. But one thing that he had was he had this big kitchen table that was painted by Keith Haring. Like, it was yellow with, like, the people on it. And it's like he had a Keith Haring table. You know what that would probably be worth today? Anyway.
Tens or hundreds of thousands?
Who knows? But, alright. So let me ask you a question. Ready?
Alright.
What kind of a loser does a 27-year-old girl have to be to completely and utterly destroy, blow it on a date with a guy who's 72? This loser. This loser.
Smart loser.
This loser.
You ain't no gold digger, sweetie.
So freaking socially awkward and such an idiot dumbass that it's like at 27 years old, she goes on a date and she makes you can make on a date to the point where the guy's like, I gotta go. I'm just not into you. I'm like, yeah, I can see that. I mean, I'm not even gonna argue. Like, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry to have wasted your time, sir.
I don't know. I've been on several dates with you, and they've all been fun.
Yeah, you know, I've had a couple of years to learn a few school life skills, but yeah. But no, it was fucking embarrassing. Like, in my excitement and hurry to get out of the house to be on time for the date, I left my wallet back home.
Oh, shit.
Everything. It was just, you know, so it's like I'm making Timothy Leary pay for my glass of wine. I'm like, no, I don't want to make Timothy Leary pay for my wine. That's not right. that's not sending a decent message. This is a dude, I mean, in Los Angeles terms, right? This is a dude that never went east of the Beverly Center. Okay, that makes sense if you've lived in L.A. Some people never cross. There's this demarcation zone of La Brea, let's say. And it's like, you know, people don't go into Hollywood if they don't have to. And certainly not like, you know, Sunset Junction. And so, you know, that's where all the dirty punkers and stuff hang out. And I invited him to a nightclub in my neighborhood, and that turned out not to be a good idea either. Muskrat Love. I always thought that was
Timothy Leary.
Timothy Leary was not as impressed.
Timothy Leary.
Nothing I could do, man. Nothing I could do. And when I talked about the fact that we were both from Massachusetts and he's from Three Rivers, he got really mad at me. And he said to me, quote, you know, I left Massachusetts in 1964 and I never looked back, and I don't even want to talk about that quote.
What, one of the listeners wants to know if you dropped acid with him or not.
I had a glass of wine
much
with
to
him,
our joy,
and
we've seen emerging.
He kind of decided
in the last
that
few months.
If he had had acid with me, he probably would have had a bad trip. Like, yeah, he would have probably been like, aliens, get me away from this nerdy bitch.
So that's a no.
I want futuristic people. I want to hang out with cool people like the revolting cocks, but I don't want to hang out with you. I covet nothing in the world, you know, generally speaking.
Yes.
I mean, I can look at, you know, somebody's wonderful everything collection and be like, that is so awesome you have that, and not like ever feel jealous or like covetous of it.
Queen Elizabeth
but
of England were
Timothy
here,
Leary had one thing on his wall that made me covet like a piece. On his wall in his house, he had a little 8x10 black and white photograph of David Bowie. And written on the bottom of the photograph, it said, "From one living legend to another, love David."
Aww.
And it took every ounce of ethical strength I had not to rip this thing off the wall and run straight out the door. But it was Timothy Leary's house that I met that guy who calls himself Bob Dobbs from Canada, that weird-ass guy. There's this guy that was claiming he was Bob Dobbs, and at the time, 1992, I'm like, dude, I don't think you're Bob Dobbs. I don't think there's really such a thing as a Bob Dobbs.
Right.
And he said, no, the whole thing was based on me. I started Stepenius, and I'm like, you did?
Cool, thank you.
And but we traded phone numbers or something, and actually, this story gets so weird, I don't even know if I should talk about it. And there's this weird guy from Canada in 1992 walking around calling himself Bob Dobbs and saying he started the Church of the Subgenius. I did not believe him even at the time. But he was an interesting enough dude, and I was talking to him a bit, and we traded numbers because I was bored and lonely and didn't have a lot of friends out there. He ended up getting involved with something called the Marshall McLuhan Foundation, which is run by a woman named Mary McLuhan. Yeah, Marshall McLuhan was some sort of a media philosopher. Alright, so Marshall McLuhan had a daughter named Mary McLuhan, ran this foundation with his name on it. And she got involved in weird government stuff. Like, they, like when politicians want to do like research on certain words or whatever, like the word freedom, like why do Republicans always say, "Woo, freedom," you know, then the Marshall McLuhan Foundation would put like a person down in a chair with a button in his left hand and a button on their right hand and go, okay, and just say words and see how the people respond to them. Anyway, so for whatever reason, Bob Dobbs decided to give the Marshall McLuhan Foundation my phone number.
No, I'm just the janitor.
To make a long story short, I was accused of being a terrorist and making bomb threats because of a joke that I had on my voicemail about a pipe bomb that was left in Bob Barker's driveway.
Bob Barker?
Yes. This is a true story.
Mary McLuhan
was trying to contact me for some reason, and I can't remember exactly what, but it had to do with the false Bob Dobbs. And I guess, what was going on with the false Bob Dobbs that he was trying, that he pranked me like this, or that he pranked her and somehow gave his my number for, I don't know, it was beyond me what the hell happened. But, I was accused of, I had this voicemail on, when you called my phone number, I said, this is the Bob Barker pipe bomb hotline, if you would like to leave a pipe bomb for Bob Barker, or like to talk about the possibility of leaving a pipe bomb for Bob Barker, please leave a message. This was around the time that somebody had left a pipe bomb in Bob Barker's driveway,
and
I thought it was funny. What? It is, isn't it? I want each one of you in the room right now to say, pipe bomb Bob Barker. Go ahead. Feels good on me.
I was just thinking that. That's super hard to say.
Repeat after me. Pipe bomb Bob Barker.
Pipe bomb Bob Barker.
Isn't that nice?
Wait, am I going to be arrested now?
Well, Bob Barker versus Dick Van Dyke, there's no question in my mind. Bob Barker is nice and all, but Dick Van Dyke is freaking legend.
So if you got a signed thing that said from one legend to another from Dick Van Dyke, would you just be completely...
You bet I would. If there was a picture of Dick Van Dyke that said from one living legend to another, love Dick?
Yeah.
David Bowie said love Dave, so just to be equal, it would be love Dick. Yeah, I would love that.
Dick.
The question, all right, now though, honestly, if you had a picture said, would you rather have a Bowie picture or a Dick Van Dyke picture that said from one living legend to another?
Can you imagine if they did a little drummer boy together?
Oh my God!
Christmas duet.
It would have been so much better than Bing Crosby. I am not that much of a Bing fan, but if you put Dick Van Dyke and David Bowie together, yeah, that would be freaking surreal.
Well, Bing was a pipe guy.
Bing was.
He never was threatened with a pipe because he always had one. So maybe we're discovering who the real culprit is in these crimes.
I can't even imagine Dick Van Dyke singing Little Drummer Boy. I don't think that's his style.
He'd kind of give it the old Disney try, you know?
maybe he just sort of perk it up a little, you know?
I mean, you know, he's saying
a little
in Mary Poppins, right?
Oh, yeah, no, he can sing. I mean, you know, With that awful British accent, that was a hate crime of an accent.
Well, that would be like Dick Van Dyke would do like a Bowie impersonation as he's singing Bowie. You try to out Bowie him, you know, like, oh, I'm going to talk real British now.
Oh my God, that would make it even better. That would make it better.
And then it would be cracking Bowie.
Black and white. What?
He'd be cracking Bowie up, you know, he wouldn't get through the lyrics, you know. Because he'd be too.
That's my new band name, Crackin' Bowie.
He's cracking Bowie, eh?
He's cracking Bowie all over the room! I was drinking peppermint schnapps and eating Frito's corn chips, and then I was just cracking Bowie everywhere.
Oh my God, that stuff is like. My nemesis. Peppermint snuffs.
Beware the Kraken Bowie. Release
so many bad things
Bowie.
Have happened with all of those terms.
So now we're like,
you know what I could do? I could put on my VR headset and watch Twitch. While talking on the phone, and that way I can hear me talk through my VR headset on Twitch.
A minute long of a delay, so you wouldn't be all caught up with the words that you are speaking.
Very good point.
That sounds even more annoying.
We're not going to wait for you to catch up, girl.
Watch
Twitch delay.
While talking on the phone.
Love it.
And that way I can hear.
Well, it is fun because she does these. That VJ Pussycat, she's fun. Twitch. Yeah, she's cool.
Oh, yeah, she's awesome.
I'm gonna lower the timbre of my voice because that sounds too annoying. I'm truly embarrassed to know that that's how my voice sounds on your recording.
It's your radio voice.
Yeah. Like the woodsmen were like going nuts.
You could be like, "Hi, my name is Tracy."
Hey, that was shrill, wasn't it?
Or you can be like, "Hi, my name is Tracy."
I get excited, my voice.
Oh my God,
it's
Tracy.
Late night jazz voice.
My late night jazz voice.
Yeah, you're
smoking. It's Tracy.
Jazz.
This is my late night. Hello, my name is Tracy. I'd like to sing you a song.
You just want to take it easy and smooth.
Just want the smooth jazz. I just want to do Beat Saber to smooth jazz.
And like Timothy Leary's like, what's that?
it's actually hard these days to actually know who we are. Like, I don't know who the hell I am anymore.
Let go.
You're not letting me be dramatic. All I want to be is dramatic. Oh, what was that? That sounded nice.
Oh, the
some mixing from the boys.
I didn't do it.
So who's doing what with the tech right now? Is it all UK Rob, or are you just sort of like?
Well, I get credit for all of it. Yeah.
It's my show. Oh, okay. My show. I'm gonna shave my head. On. I'm sorry. I had a little fit.
I get way more credit than I am.
It's really just your show.
It's my show. There's no one else here.
It's
late.
it's the K-Rob hour.
Now, I was making a joke a couple weeks ago or back that, like, when Billie Eilish accepted her Grammy, that she was like, it's all me. And the brother was like, And so I told these guys, I was like, that would be my, like, the three of us on the show. And I'd be like, it's my show. You got nothing. Like, I'm the voice. Like, it's all about me. I'm a girl.
And then you go on to marry the rich guy, and the band's all sad.
And I get the Grammy. Shut up! You shut up! They're talking. They're trying to talk over me.
I cannot imagine having such a good relationship with a sibling as that Billie Eilish has with her brother. I mean, what a great relationship you have. They're so simpatico, they've made millions. That's how good of a relationship they've had.
Well, I think they're half brother sister somehow because they have different last names. I don't know what the history is at all.
Yeah. Oh, I don't judge.
But they like all live in the same New York apartment, so whatever. And she has a tarantula.
I judge.
So
yeah, I'm totally judging.
I'm judging the tarantula. That's what I'm judging.
I love Billie Eilish. I love. She's.
Oh, she's adorable. I love her so much.
And her brother's okay too.
Oh my god, he's awesome. I love them both so much. I don't mean to diss either.
I was just being, want to adopt them and stuff.
No, they got that an awesome mom.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It's like, what was I doing at 18?
No, Billy and her brother are not lovers, and no, Billy did not eat the tarantula.
Vita's
disturbing. Vita likes to cause trouble, and I just wanted to like cause trouble.
Wait,
back.
Who's going around saying that Billie and her brother are anything other than close siblings?
Oh, that's our number one listener, VJ Pussycat.
That's shocking. I am shocked and chagrined.
We do not diss on our number one listener. We just casually comment when she says crazy things.
That's our format.
And we love her. No matter what.
Hey, well, did you see that video they made with the car that was sinking into the ocean? And she's singing to her brother because her brother's having emotional problems?
Oh my god, no, I did not, and I want to.
Oh god, it's so beautiful. She directed it. It was amazing.
And a big mess.
Yeah, it's amazing what you can do with computers these days.
And
kids are smart. Those teenagers are like, like all of a sudden it's like, oh my god, I just like hate a whole movie. And you're like, I was just making dinner.
Old movies?
No, I'm sorry. No, I said like teenagers are so smart. Like adults are just like chilling, and a teenager will be like, I just made a whole movie, and it's going to be like a number one indie or whatever. And like parents just like, I was just making dinner, and you made a movie.
Yeah.
Is this going to win?
Oh yeah.
You know, like that's what it's like now.
My most recent work of behavior music is called Act Music Spectacle 5. And the first sentence in it is, why what is asks what is what is says to what is, when what is asks why to and says are said with what to says why asks is and what asks is what is asks what nonsense, but what is says sentence in it is, why with what to says, and the first sentence in it is, grammatic why asks is and what, listed backwards, but what is said. That may sound like nonsense, but it's actually grammatic is what is to asks what called Act Music Spectacle 5.
Ernie's rubber ducky. Ernie's rubber ducky. Ernie's rubber
everything about Jim Jones and edgy.
Or that could be, and, my, you know. Or, let's see. Message over to some calls. Yeah, Bretton Woods.
Yeah, let's go buy stuff.
Igor Stravinsky named his concerto after your childhood, so right? And then she says, I it's don't capitalize me. Anything.
Wreck-It Ralph was a bad guy.
Amplify your voice. The only thing.
Control D. Control D.
Shit, I'm sorry. No!
We purposely made very somber faces.
Are you good to go?
Yes.
He's been
a devil.
I feel as if the radio's taking over my mind.
He's been a devil.
I feel as if the radio's taking over my mind.
He's been a devil.
I feel as if the radio's taking over my mind.
He's been a
devil. I feel as if the radio's taking over my mind.
He's been a devil.
I feel as if the radio's taking over my mind.
He's been a devil.
I feel as if the radio's taking over my mind.
Listen up, you.
Who?
I got all the mics now, and I don't even care.
It's the show. Well, no, you got your own theme, which is puzzling evidence.
After setting down several well-thought ideas in a logical order, you are ready to plan part three, the conclusion. In this part, you will summarize or show or move your audience to action by showing how your ideas may be applied at once. This completed.
Puzzling evidence. Puzzling evidence. Puzzling evidence.
The show.
Trump's president.
Yes, I know.
The 60s all over.
That's what you get for messing with the past.
This German dragon.
Create a terrible future where Trump is president. Yes, he had particular animus against...
Thank you.
Hold it. And the songs I sing are made up for the most part by all sorts of folks just about like you.
Look at them. They don't look like they have any weight. They're just floating along.
A tide of music. Epitomizing a generation, dancing in the street.
And giving us lots of late night commercials in the 70s.
The incredible collection, not sold in stores. And you'll hear this.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Dr. Hal. Remember the 70s?
I sure don't, but I don't have to. But you do, and you will.
This flash drive full of the past.
That's right. Just plug it in and... Oh, I need to unplug that cigarette lighting device. Will it overheat?
That certainly doesn't hurt your art of kissing.
That's right. My kisses are alive.
Who's to say my monsters aren't alive?
Blame yourself.
Where's Betty? Where's Betty? Oh, I like the times best when you take it down.
And I'm there again.
And just a minute, I want to show you something.
All of my books and stories are based on fact, faith, or legend.
Already? Yes, there's something I want to ask you.
That's perhaps why they're more interesting in selling the top spots.
To the purple void of space.
Hello.
Hello?
Who's there? I'm talking. Hello.
Hello. Who is this?
You know what this is.
Wait a minute. Give me somebody else.
What do you want?
Can you bring me my chapstick?
Negative.
Just do it.
Listen. Listen carefully. This is an emergency call from Air Force One. This is the president. Connect me to the vice president, please.
He wants to talk to you.
Hello.
This is Lash Horseman. Who is this?
Your worst nightmare.
Now, wait a minute. Just hold on.
This is your wake-up call, pal.
Who is this?
It's me.
Just want to know if you're wearing panties.
Maybe we should just take some time off from each other. It's not you. It's me. It's what I'm going through.
I'm pregnant.
Terrific.
So you're saying I should worry?
You know how this is going to turn out, don't you?
You will be caught. You will go to prison. Where do you think this was going?
Slow down now. What?
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
Marty, you didn't fall asleep, did you?
Doc. No.
I'm not trying to be dramatic, but I would rather be shot in the face than eat this stupid food.
Put that cookie down! Now!
Okay. Where are you?
We are at spa at the hotel.
What?
I'm in a coffin. I don't know where. Please help, I'm scared.
I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
All right, look, man. All right, hold up. Calm down. I'm trying to hook you up, man. I'm on your side, man.
Do you want to go to war? We'll take you to war, okay?
Well, I can't hear you very well. Come closer to the telephone.
Sheriff's office, please.
The caller is in the house.
The calls are coming from the house.
What is the traffic?
Show me the money.
If you shut up for 5 minutes, I can tell you where the money is. I can tell you where it is.
Now, listen, you do this the easy way or the hard way.
Whoa, hold your horses, man. What's the problem?
Help us, please. Come help us. We're trapped inside of here.
Right. Well, I think if you were in trouble, you would have called the cops and not me. Now, I got another call, okay?
I love you.
Is this a fake hang-up? It's a fake hang-up.
People are shocked that I don't have a cell phone.
It's a trap!
And there's usually two reactions. Oh, wow, you're so lucky. And the other one is, I can't believe you don't have a cell phone. How do you function without a cell phone?
If there's a moment of silence, look at your phone.
Might I be the only tech person in San Francisco without a phone? It's possible, but people continue to hire me because I provide some kind of facility. I don't think you have to own every car in the world to be able to make a better engine. You may not even need a car.
So I wake up, go and check my snap.
You feel good. You think of yourself as a warm, generous, and loving person. You easily express love and affection, as you find it easy to accept love and approval. You like yourself because you are a friendly and giving person. You accept yourself as a unique and valuable person. You're open, honest, and direct in your relationships. You recognize that you are exceptionally talented and highly creative. This awareness makes you feel good.
Radio.
with each sound that you hear. Each sound around you carries you deeper. Deeper.
You see, space is not just emptiness. There is an interstellar medium. But our own sun's photo rays push it away. You have to get way out beyond the heliopause to get a sample of what the rest of the universe is really like.
Holding hands with Mr. Heliopause and moving out into space for you.
It's very challenging, but we're modeling the physics now. We'll begin testing the elements of a thermal rocket system this year and develop this whole concept into a realistic mission that can launch and reach the interstellar medium another decade after that. It could examine how the sun interacts with the interstellar medium, study the structure of dust in the solar system, and perhaps visit a distant dwarf planet along the way. Goofy, Doc, Dopey, Bashful, Happy, Sleepy. The seven vertically challenged old men and the albino individual. Looking at the special hard copy of the plans here. Is that Braille on the buttons? Well, there we go. We
this
have separation
says, hey, Rob,
of the,
what the hell is that all about?
Descending module and the orbital capsule. Oh, we have some problems here. Something's impacting the hull.
Soyuz has to think. We are 3 meters off the Earth.
Okay.
All right. Very messy.
Now, copy that.
Can't.
Police are going down to pick her up. Roger.
Yeah, I don't know why there's no
signal
from the surface. Let's see.
There's a heavy storm going on down there.
Exactly, that's what's going on.
There's an atmospheric disturbance.
Baffles,
thunder clouds, baffles to the resonance system.
There's no residual. All right. Yeah, but there's got to be something. There we go.
We'll call them C-3POs.
The violent storm came out of nowhere.
I don't know. I mean,
it may wash away what remains of our system.
And since day one of our administration, this president has kept his promise.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
New C-3PO cereal from Kellogg's.
We are in fast mode now.
Please, no more phone calls.
Oh, yeah. Try that number. I dare you. Just try that number.
And see if they could get a probe to Alpha Centauri within 10 years. That would be an incredible burst of speed.
Well, we
and now they know that there's an Earth-like planet there.
We left a bunch of ABBA albums there, so we should get an answer back soon.
That is the location of the world of Avatar. According to the story, this star is not visible from the northern hemisphere. You have to go below the equator, and then you can see it. The nearest star system to the Earth.
Damn, okay.
The idea is that an enormous laser of a kind which has not yet been built could be constructed on a stable platform in space and fire out a beam which could propel a probe at a far greater speed than it could go by attempting to.
I don't know, just by using these instructions, you can get
the
quite a lot.
The difficulty with traveling is that the rocket has to contain enough fuel for the trip, but that's a huge amount of fuel, and a huge amount of fuel is a huge amount of weight. So now you need more fuel.
Your Honor, I move for dismissal of the charge on the basis that the book sex bot is
the weight of the rocket that
took
Voyager into the beginning of its decision was mostly fuel.
So you just got to fight your way through these, and then.
But if the fuel is external to the ship, then it needs a lot less fuel.
Get more fuel
on board the ship. It still needs to stop, which is a different matter. Stopping uses the same amount of energy as starting.
You don't need to concentrate because your helmet does it for you.
If you're going at a huge rate of speed, which you need to reach any star.
Still have to make the mega decision. It's for the computer. So.
Make America great again. The
mega
decision.
America great.
Twin wings hangs together. For two crunches in every 00.
Mighty Jupiter is displeased.
This could take a while.
All the way from Miskatonic University to your
the girly
brain.
And so-called nudist magazine.
Nudists, did you say? Were they entirely nugatory? Some party, eh? The unclothed majority. There they are, sporting their beef in public. Just like at the St. Stupid Day Parade on April 1st of this year.
Homosexuality.
What?
Then slide the thumbs along the inside of the upper lip until they come to rest, touching each other at the middle of the lip.
First one out.
The powers of the world reign with her. Revelation chapter 17, verse 12.
With the thumbs, extend the muscle from the middle of the lip out to each side.
Normal extension.
Do not stretch it. They should place the thumbs about 1.5 inches apart. 4. Hold the thumbs firmly in this position, setting resistance. Now try to contract the muscle to the middle of the lip. Do this very slowly and smoothly, counting up to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Just let me.
It's a wonderful life, yes, sirree. The birds are singing their song just for me. The melody is like a symphony from above. It's the wonderful life I'm dreaming of. Well, it's a marvelous day, I confess. The smile upon my face, I just can't repress. There's so much joy deep down inside that it's just like being in love. It's the marvelous day I'm dreaming of.
This is the What's Happening Time Radio. That's where it is. The global beat. The local news. Music, sports, and interviews. All of the action can be found on radio. Radio, the What's Happening Sound. This is the What's Happening Sound. Radio, that's where it is. Community activity.
Charming people shoot the breeze.
Washington, D.C.
Highly trained, discerning eye should instantly be able to
detect who's for you and who's not.
There we go. That's better.
I think it would be better now.
All music and words are all written, semi-cut, and played, and copyrighted.
So there are so many that were not there, like Reverend David Meyer.
Yeah.
And let's see, who else? Oh, Tentatively a Convenience.
Oh, well,
but
no
again,
one
these
knows
go
what
way
happened
back
to, him.
To the beginning.
No one knows where Tentatively went, but of course there was no Janer.
I bet there's a legacy to be discovered somewhere on the internets. But I'm just thinking, Shredding Chisholm, Monty Doos, all the people. Those are the very beginningest guys.
Keith Richards.
Well, not everybody
no,
makes
Keith
it.
Keith Richards was not cool enough to be in the
And some of
Dallas
us couldn't make it there at all.
79, man. But I was in 1980. I was just thinking, so I directed a small movie, which is visible on YouTube, where I asked Ivan Stang to run around Dealey Plaza carrying a rifle and wearing a clown
mask. Wasn't that 30 years ago?
It was.
Running around Dealey Plaza with a rifle again.